Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no. All right. What is popping? It's a good day today. Oh, y'all ready? Y'all ready to go? Are y'all ready for a legendary show? All right, we. Listen, if you're just getting here, make sure you hit that like button because we about to get started with a legendary show. Get in here. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. It's time for a legendary show. What's poppin', everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here, okay? I want to make sure you guys all can hear me. If you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, well, welcome and hello, all right? Yes, of course. We are getting started. It is a bright and sunny day out here in California. It's a beautiful day today. I decided to open the windows and, you know, get into some things with you all today. All right. This ain't ash. This is just sunlight from right over there. Okay. I know somebody's going to be like, dang, Armand, you white, you ashy. No, it's just the sunshine. Okay. All right, guys. So we got to get into some things. We are going to be talking about Lil Uzi Vert and Carisha. And Offset allegedly gonna rob Lil Uzi Vert. That's some tea. Niggas are snitching. T.S. Madison being called Timothy and by her father. We're also gonna talk about James Charles cheating or sleeping or trying to attempt to be in relationship with little boys. Bad Baby has finally turned 18, and she's made $1 million on OnlyFans within 6 hours, as if she wasn't horn already. All right, and Quavo speaks out in regards to the elevator incident with him and Sweetie. I know that's right. All right, so without further ado, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes, and if you're a new subscriber, well, welcome and hello. Hello, mother. Okay, so listen, buckle up, because we're going to have a legendary show, all right? I'm going to sip me some some lemonade and ginger beer. It's Friday, baby, and I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere, all right? Anyway, okay, boom. So what are we going to get into first? Let's get into Quavo. All right, so Quavo speaks out in regards to the elevator incident. Honestly, he didn't really say much. He pretty much said the same thing that Sweetie said. He said it was an unfortunate event that happened a year ago. They got over it, and he wishes her well and the best in all of her endeavors and whatever she has going on in the future. It's an unfortunate situation, but they have moved past it. That was a PR stunt. I mean, I'm sure he didn't really say that. I'm sure his publicist said it. But they exclusively told that to TMZ, you know, on Quavo's behalf. So they're both basically saying, you know what, we've moved past it. This is something that got out. I don't really know how it got out, but it got out, but we moved past it. So this also makes me feel like, well, maybe they were both in cahoots with this. Maybe they were like, okay, well, let's release the footage. Everyone is so calm about, you know, what happened and we got over it. It's cool. So did you all wait till y'all got over it to say, hey, listen, if we ever fall out or if we break up, you know, and we ever need a little bit of momentum, let's go ahead and release this footage. Well, she, and you know what? And I was talking about this the other day. Sweetie just has two new features coming out, two new songs that she's on coming out, and Quavo has a new album coming out. So this would be a good time for them to, you know, coincide with one another and release an elevator video that only they would have. You know what I mean? So I kind of feel like this is a little bit of a PR stunt. And, well, you know, I don't know. Congratulations, I guess, for getting over it and staying together and then inevitably breaking up because you cheated. I don't know. I guess so. So, yeah, Quavo, shout out to you and good luck. And, sweetie, I mean, I guess good luck to you as well. What is next? Oh, chow. Bad Baby. She finally turned 18. She's always been a low-down, dirty scoundrel, son of a, you know what I mean? She's always been rude, disrespectful, not the cutest. But she's 18, famous for nothing, famous for being disrespectful to her mother. Honestly thought she was going to have a rap career. And you know what? I can honestly say I might be wrong because I don't see the consistency there. And I'm not sure that people are really buying into it. I thought they were trying to keep her until she was 18 so that they can make her more sexy and so they can put her, you know, in more revealing clothing and you know, and maybe have her in the bars and have kind of men in her face. I didn't think they were waiting for her to become 18 so they can pimp her out on the OnlyFans. However, she has an OnlyFans account, and she made over $1 million. $1 million in 6 hours. Let's get into it. Where we at? Where's my notes? Here it is. Look at this. Come on. Oh, my God. It's the internet for me. There it is. All right. Look at all that money. She made over $267,000. And just messages. Wow. $5,502.32 in tips. $757,000. $757,526.08 in subscriptions. Wow. My, what it feels to be a white woman in America, young, pretty, dumb. She's got more money than any, she made more money than any of us in 1 hour, in 6 hours, than any of us will ever make in a lifetime. Everybody made her famous. She's a millionaire selling her punan, her chicharron, her cootie cat, and her butthole. As if she wasn't giving it up before. She was. And if you go through her Instagram, she's been ready. This is what she's selling. Hold on, child. My internet is moving slow today. Look at her. That's her on OnlyFans. What kind of perverted men want to see? Ugh. Mm-mm. She not going to age well at all. She look trashy. She going to be like one of them trashy white girls. Age bad. Look a mess. Too many tattoos. She looks awful. Look like she get high all day. She is not cute. Chill. They is playing in my face today, girl. I got some Kaya internet today. I got all these programs running. All right. Oh, that's her dog. Let's see. Yeah, chow. This is her. Mm-mm-mm. They is really trying me today. Well, to each his own. If she likes it, we love it. You know, her mom is her mom looks like one of those trailer trash kind of white chicks. You know what I mean? Who cares? As long as her mom's getting her cut, she doesn't give a darn anymore. Mom looks like she's two shakes away or two pipes away from being strung out herself. So, I mean, good luck. Like mother, like daughter. It is what it is. Bad Baby is now 18, and now she can just freely be a low-down, dirty scoundrel and be open with it and sell her body, soul, and ass all in one accord. All right? I'm not sure if she's really doing music, but why would you do music if you can sell tits on OnlyFans for $1 million in hours? Who the hell has time to make music? And so it is what it is. All right, let's get her out of here. Who's next? Oh, T.S. Madison. Are you guys watching the T.S. Madison show? I'm liking the show. I think we're down to our last episode of the season. Now, this episode was a pretty interesting episode. The episode for me, it was about her being trans and going back to her family and meeting her dad. You know, that was something very interesting. I never asked her about her father, but apparently she hasn't seen her dad in over 5 years. So this is perfect to have your dad on the show to have a conversation with him because you haven't seen him in 5 years. You know what I like about TV? TV allows people to, you know, be vulnerable and open up and rekindle relationships that they wouldn't normally do. You know what I mean? Kind of like those situations like, you know, I don't feel like if she would have had the TV deal, she would have ever talked to her father. I feel like she wouldn't have talked to her dad until it was TV. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know what? This is a good TV moment. You know what I mean? Let me go. Let me bring my dad into this. Let's just air it all out. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there are certain people in our lives that we probably would never talk to unless we were like on a major, major, like we had a major deal. Or we had a major opportunity, or they're not even talk to. There would be certain things that we wouldn't even acknowledge or let people in or be vulnerable about. Maybe you have a ingrown hair under your underarm. You probably don't want to tell anybody regularly, but let you be on television giving an award show. You'll talk about how you struggle with your ingrown hair, all because you know that a lot of the people that's watching it could never be sitting up there with an award like you. So it doesn't matter what they think about your ingrown hair. Because you're sitting on TV. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like one of those situations. Like, you know what? My family calls me Timothy. This, that, and third. I haven't talked to my dad. Dad, we don't talk. But it doesn't matter what you say about me now because I'm on television, so you can't faze me. We all would do it. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. So anyway, she talks to her dad. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and even cape. I'm just at a point now where I'm not doing that. I see, this is why, you know, I love that, you know, although I wanted Madison on the show, I'm glad that she did not, we did not have her on the show because I wanted to be able to be, you know, be truthful. And child, that dad honestly was a kiki to me. I was keen at that dad because the dad, I couldn't believe it. He was entertaining. Her dad is entertaining. Madison's dad is entertaining, and he looks good. He looks like he's put together well. You know what I mean? I didn't know what to expect, but he looked good, and I was entertained. Now, you know, was it disrespectful? Was it rude? Was it nasty? Absolutely. But was it entertaining? Absolutely. It was entertaining. It was definitely entertaining. So basically, he was saying that Madison just poof and changed into a trans woman, and then said that she was possessed, all kind of stuff. She's like, girl, this is a fool. You know what I mean? I felt bad because I'm like, dang, why is he doing her like this? You know what I mean? But just let's look at it. If we can, let me see if I can pull this up. I don't know what is going on my internet today. But that is really, it's giving my line today. It's definitely giving my line vibes. Yeah. Yeah, it's the transform. Wait. Hold on. When he says that Okay, T.S. Madison's father describes her as becoming a transgender. Oh, yeah, he did. He said it was a freaky thing. He did. It's not funny. It's honestly not funny. But, baby, I was like, girl, this man is crazy. He did say it was a freaky thing. Oh, my God. He did say that. He definitely said that. Okay. He definitely said it was a freaky thing. All right, let's look at it. Oh, see, oh, hold on. See, they cut it off. They was being nice. But since they planned it, I might as well go ahead and keep it going. Miss Mary also alluded to the fact she said that. Miss Mary, and, you know, I'm choosing my words because, you know, this is T.S. Madison's dad still. But at the end of the day, Miss Mary said it. She said that he was sleeping with women and trans women and men. Not me. This is what she said. But they had cut it off. They cut it off at that part. But that's what I had heard. Oh, yes. You got to go back and watch that part of the video. See, they cut that part off. I wasn't going to be that messy to go crop that and bring that in here. I didn't know if that, but see, since they got right to it and dropped it off, Miss Mary was like, girl, he's messing with men and women and trans and all that. She definitely said that. Go back and watch it. I ain't got to lie. Go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. Did she say anything? I don't know why you would say somebody is sleeping with transgenders and men out of anger and spite. I mean, why would you just throw that kind of accusation out there? But I'm not saying one way or another because I don't know and I wasn't there. But anyway, now my thoughts on this situation, obviously, you want your kid to accept, you want your parents to accept you. I just kind of feel like Madison gave her dad an opportunity to be in her life. And, you know, the dad needs to respect it. Just needs to respect it or he doesn't need to be in her space. Bottom line, you know, it's entertaining, but you don't have to be outright deliberately disrespectful. But at the same time, I do feel like your parents do. It is, you got to understand that your parents are not going to be really ready to understand that, you know, your parent, you know, your kid is transitioned. You know, people in my family, they always ask me when I was growing up being gay, you know, just please, whatever you do, please don't transition. Because I just feel like a lot of people can't take the men transitioning to women. That's being gay alone is one thing, but then transitioning to become the opposite sex is a whole nother mind blown for, I feel like, family members, especially black family. So I understand where her father is coming from because my dad, I feel like, would be the same way. I think my dad would be devastated if I came home with, you know, a pair of breasts and a wig. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if you love your kid unconditionally, you're supposed to support them no matter what. It is what it is. And Madison's 45, 43 years old. He's going to have to get over it at this point and enjoy the rest of the life that you have with her here, you know? I'm sure the dad's a lot older, you know what I mean? You can't sit there and worry about the fact that your 45-year-old child has transitioned from a male to female. At this point, you just need to make sure that you guys cherish all the time that you guys have left together on this earth, because you guys have been, you've been absent for quite some time. So that's my thought on that. Okay, let me just get this story out the way, because I just don't care about it. I don't care about it. I really don't. No, not that one. This one. The Offset. Migos. Okay, so I don't really know what was going on. So somebody told me that allegedly Lil Uzi had called, Krisha from the City Girls a B-word, right? And she didn't like it. I don't know if that was true. I don't know what happened. But either way, Lil Uzi and JT were out of town in New York shopping and doing things like that. Lil Uzi wanted to talk to Krisha, and they were trying to hash some things out. But it seems as though that Uzi and Krisha do not have the best relationship, and things went a little bit left. And let's just get into it if my internet is working. Bear with me. Take this time as an opportunity to like, share, and subscribe, okay? All right, so I really don't understand what happened there, why they were arguing. But JT then went on Twitter and was talking about how he was drunk off the 1942. And, you know, but to me it seems like clearly there was an issue with Krisha. She don't like him. He's disrespected her more than once, whether he was high or drunk. I feel like he'd be high and drunk and he gets in his feelings and says stuff and he goes too far sometimes. Excuse me. And I think that she's like, well, I let you make it one time. I didn't like it. The second time, I'm really not feeling it. And he's kind of dry trying to apologize because he's a little drunk and tipsy. Meanwhile, he was the one driving. You know, Lil Uzi and JT, I like them, but you can tell that they're both young and dumb and just immature, and they like a lot of chaos. And it works for each other. Southside came out and spoke. This is Carisha's baby daddy. You know hood chicks. They're smiling, acting like everything is okay, but then they run in to go tell their baby daddy what you did because they want a man to check you. You know what I mean? So she needed to feel like a man, like she was playing it cool on that live, like nothing was bothering her and everything was cool, but she went and ran and told that nigga, Uzi is bothering me and JT didn't just do nothing, you know, so you need to say something. And so he went and said something, okay? And so, and of course he felt like he had to say something because that's his baby mom's. Oh. Hold on. You know, and I don't know if this is what you females like, but first of all, don't run and protect me. Let's bring this here, okay? Okay, let's be very clear here. Don't protect me and start with, don't talk to none of my bitch. You know, like, well, nigga, I thought you, don't try to have my back and then be calling me a bitch and disrespecting me at the same time. That's just kind of like saying, well, you know, nigga, you don't disrespect this hoe, but let me disrespect my hoe. No, nobody disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to protect me and still disrespect me. You know what I mean? He can talk to me like a dirty bee, but he can't talk to me like a bee, but you can. No. But I guess that's how you females like to be talked to. You like niggas to call you bees and hoes and then get mad when a gay man do it. Oops, y'all not ready for that conversation. But I mean, girl, that's what y'all like. It turns you on. It makes your coochie talk English, Spanish, and French. Euros, dollars, and yens. I mean, you know, let me get out of here. But anyway, let's see what he has to say. Whoa. So wait a minute, that blickety 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 blick, blickety blickety blick. So wait a minute. So now y'all done threw Cardi B in this. I thought they was all friends. Now what does Cardi B got to do with this? Now Offset robbed you? Was robbing Uzi and you protected him? So what you saying? You punked Offset? So wait, did you have a thing on you, the blickety blick, the pow, the stunner, the gas, the yistle, the pistol, that thing? You had that on you, and what happened? The three amigos ran like three blind mice? What exactly did you say to Offset? Did you call Offset a bitch? Was Cardi B there with the blickety blick? My God. And niggas is mad at Tekashi and you dry snitched on Offset. Why would you be that messy and throw Offset in this like that? Offset is minding his business and trying to live the straight and narrow, trying to make sure he salvaged his relationship with all his baby mamas, his kids, and be a great husband to his wife. And you want to throw this man in the middle of some controversy like this. If Offset ain't cheating, the nigga gotta be robbing. Well, ain't that about a bit? Damn, poor Offset can't get a break. Sheesh. Come on. What did you guys have to do? What did Cardi B have to do with this? Why did y'all bring Offset into this? Cardi, we're going to have to talk, girl. You're gonna have to call me, and we're gonna have to, because I need a statement. So, what exactly was Offset doing to rob Lil Uzi? What did he want? Not a purse, did he? Or did he want the diamond in the middle of Uzi face? Like, what could Offset possibly want from Lil Uzi? A handbag? An earring? I mean, shit, they got about the same amount of jewelry on. They don't like Lil Uzi? I don't keep up with the men. So who don't like who? They don't like what? Let's see what he said one more time. Let's see what he said. Okay. You see how you see what you women do? Mind you, I could be wrong, but ain't Young Miami and that nigga broken up? But see, you women, y'all like that. Nigga, look, daddy, Uzi's here. You gonna let that nigga talk to me like that online? You just gonna let that nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. You gonna let him talk to me like that? You ain't even gonna say nothing. Get your stupid ass on. You a bitch headed. You gonna let that nigga talk to me like that? I don't lie like that. You gonna let him talk to me like that? You a bitch ass nigga. My baby daddy, my other baby daddy would have never did that. You weak ass nigga. You gonna have me in front of the whole world? The whole world? You gonna let that nigga talk to me like that? This nigga probably somewhere inside a whole nother hall. Because he clearly don't give a fuck about you. So he somewhere in a whole nother, he's swimming deep down in a whole nother bitch. But because now you done tested his manhood, now he got to get on here and talk about blickety blick blicks and throw poor Offset in it and damn near ruin Offset's reputation. Y'all going to leave Offset alone. He ain't did nothing to nobody. Now all of a sudden Offset was finna robbed. And I like Offset. Leave Offset alone. Now you done got this man so gassed up. Now he talking about slapping the shit out of Lil Uzi for a purse. You not even sleeping with, you not even sucking that nigga. And now she probably getting dick, nigga. You know how they talk. Why you do that? You not even gonna say that, man? You see how that nigga was talking to me? You a bitch ass nigga. You need to go on, get on live. You need to get on live and say something to that nigga. Period. You ain't gonna say nothing? You weak ass nigga. So now he had to stop doing what he doing. To go act like he's finna go slap Lil Uzi because that's what y'all like. Okay? Seriously.
Like that.
Oh, I forgot this one too. I didn't add this to the thing, but I see it sitting here. So I think we might as well talk about it. Oops, not that one. Megan Thee Stallion. Let me see. Megan Thee Stallion is bragging on Partisan Fontaine. Party really showed me what it's like to respect your partner because I used to be talking to people crazy. Then, of course, Hollywood are like, you know, Jason Lee, he can't stand. He has some sort of... vendetta against Megan Thee Stallion. So he, of course, he posted the picture of Partisan, you know, choking around. My boyfriend lets me be me because he's confident I ain't going nowhere. I like that. Hot girl summer, but my man coming home to pick me up after. We still ain't show up together, but I'm calling him when I'm ready to go. April Fool's.
Y'all like this? Is that what it's given? Is that what it's given? Like, girls, this is why I can't be with no woman. Because I'm just, it's just, it's so stupid. You want a man, you want a high value. Now, let me get into my Kevin Samuels bag for a second. By the way, I actually like Kevin Samuels. Did y'all see, I might have to, listen, and I like Kevin Samuels because he sticks to his guns, okay? But let me get into my Kevin Samuels bag real quick. And by the way, I got to do a video on that Kevin Samuels, Kendra G conversation. Because she really triggered me. I think I'm going to add that into one of my videos. Let me get into my Kevin Samuels bag. Y'all all want a high-value man and below average looking. Well, Megan Thee Stallion is actually, she's actually, Partisan Fontaine is actually below average. She's not. But you also want a nigga that's going to beat you, choke you, and curse you out and call you his bitch when he's defending you. So it's just kind of like those men that, you know, what those men don't really, those are not high value men. And if you're just looking at, okay, because they're rappers and have a lot of money, I don't know if, I mean, if that's the value, then okay. But I mean, I just feel like what you really, I mean, I feel like, any local thug can, you know, scam a couple of Hermes bags and some Gucci wallets and some Louis Vuitton, you know, bags and, you know, choke you up and call you a bitch in a hall and you know, and rent a, and a, and get a Rolls Royce for the weekend and for the, you know, weekend in Miami. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, I, you know, women are so confusing. It's like, what do you want? Do you want a man that really cares that works hard, that cares about you? Or do you want a nigga that's going to be choking you out and calling you a bitch and a hoe with a big old nasty ugly mandingo dick? You know what I mean? I just don't know. I feel like women want the second option. So anyway, that's a conversation for another day. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and add this one too while I'm at it because I got it up here. Rich the Kid, you know, I don't really understand what's going on with this. He got a song, The Cloud Chase is really real in 2021. He got a song called Lori Harvey. Somebody worry about your body, model face, something. And the song go, Lori Harvey, Lori Harvey. Shouldn't you be singing Tory Bricks? Ain't that the DJ that, let's see what he's saying. Shouldn't you be seeing Tory Bricks? Are they not together? I don't know. Don't give me the line. I don't follow them. I don't follow. The last time I seen something with them, she was having a baby, and this was after that the blogs had allegedly said she had set him up to get his nose broken. He was in the hospital, and the four or five niggas hitters, you know, the big thugs, gangsters, the hitters came and, you know, robbed and shot up the place. But anyway, now he's got a song called Lori Harvey. Mind you, Lori Harvey's minding her own business with her fine-ass, high-value man. What's his name? You know, the Black Panther man. Lori Harvey and that man, they're both high-value individuals. Rich the Kid, you know, you got a baby mama. Stop trying to get your sneak, dry-bang Lori Harvey over a record. The clout chase is real. It's gone too far. Let's see if we can listen to her. I just don't want them to mess up my monetization. Hold on. Lori Harvey, Lori Harvey. That's the fool. That's stupid. That's not even your bitch. Oops, did I just say that? Well, that's what y'all like to be called. That's not even your hoe. I mean, what do we call it? Or your lady friend. I mean, I don't know. What do the kids call this? This bitch in a hole and whatever. Whatever y'all like to be called. But anyway, let's move on. All right. This week's Freak of the Week goes to James Charles. Hey, sister. Everybody hashtag Freak of the Week. You know what? I really have to stop this. Honestly. This week's Freak of the Week goes to James Charles. So James Charles has been caught again DMing, messaging, and sending provocative and sensual messaging to little boys. Now, she since has got on her platform and apologized, but James Charles, nobody gives a damn about your apology. There was a whole expose about you freaking and you know, sneaking and catfishing and doing weird things to younger men. Back then, you were 20, 19. I kind of understood it. Now you're 21 going on to 22. You got to let it go, James. Okay? Get it together. You don't want this freak flag to start following you. You're getting it bad. Now, I get it. There's a lot of older gay men that love them half their age. But, Jesus, 21, that's still young and tender. You can get you a 21-year-old. You don't need them fresh out of high. You don't need them damn near about to graduate. They haven't even finished, decided if they was going to college or junior college or, you know, and half these niggas are staying at home. Listen, James, at least get them where they can drink. God, Lee, you're already showing what you're going to give in the next 10 years. You're going to be a mess. Child be completely out the game by at that point. James Charles is going to be a mess. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Let's see what he said. Yes, you are. Uh Oh, God. You know, James, let's be clear here. I don't feel bad for you. This is some type of sob story that you're trying to, like, listen, stop doing it. You're 21 years old. You're not that old. You're not a kid either. Stop hitting these boys up. Stop being so desperate. But this goes to show you, it doesn't matter how much money you have, how many assistants you have, how many views you get, how many followers you have. If you're not lit in real life, if you're not confident in real life, you're still a broke ass bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you're really miserable. You know, a lot of these people run around and, you know, they boast and brag about their material things and, you know, all of that. And for me, it's like, girl, these people be lonely and desperate because nobody wants to be with them. Nobody wants, there's no companionship. There's nothing. Without their YouTube, without their followers, without their sponsors, they're nothing. They're miserable. James Charles is one of them. And listen, I don't feel bad for you. You sit up here, you throw around your privilege, and then you're talking as if, you know, it's kind of like whatever. Then at the same time, you're trying to take accountability, but then you're blaming it on, you know, I just don't know. It's so hard for me to be in a relationship. Oh, fucking cry me a river. I'm black, and I'm gay, and I'm twice your age, and I'm broke. Give a damn about you being in a relationship, you right rich whore. You white, rich, privileged whore. You think I give a damn about you finding a boyfriend? Give a shit if you have a boyfriend or not. Stop messaging little boys, you freak. Oh, it's so hard for me to find a relationship. Give a shit about that. No one cares. Seriously. Now, we all supposed to feel bad because James Charles can't find a boyfriend. And I'm sitting here, I'm trying to figure out if I can get an extension on my damn EDD and PPP loan. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here, I'm the production, the assistant, the PR, this, that, and the third, and all you got to do is wake up, burp, and fart every morning, and you made $1 million. I don't give a shit about you. Seriously. All right, y'all. Let's take a couple of calls. We're not going to be here all day. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. You guys want to weigh in on anything, go ahead and give us a call. Let me see. Oh, did you guys like this one? This was cool. You guys were kind of hating the other day. Y'all was dry hating on me and saying, oh, no, we didn't want this, you know. Da, da, da. But, yeah. Oh, also, listen, if you guys have not done so, let me go to my Instagram because I'm plugging it, doing the self-plug. This is what I need y'all to do. Go here. Go to Apple Podcasts. Follow me and subscribe on Apple, please. I'm going to be uploading more podcasts up there. Oh, I got the ratings. Yes, I'm seeing the ratings. Yes, I'm seeing the ratings. Thank you. Please, we need more. We need at least 100 ratings. Shout out to my people. I only got 69, okay? And then also, if you are on Spotify, please, I'm going to be dropping these episodes on there. There's the Armand Wiggins Show. Follow, okay? I'm getting into my podcast back. I'm keeping it this time. I'm getting more serious about it. I need more content up there, but I need you guys to be interacting and subscribing, okay? It's right there. That's how you do it. I need you to do it right now. And if you have an iPhone, you definitely already have this podcast app, so stop playing, okay? I know you guys all want to see my face more. I get it. I'm here. Sometimes I don't be having a haircut, child. Y'all know my hairline is very lopsided, so girl. But I'm thinking about going pink for the summer. Thinking about going pink for the summer, be pink. This light is starting to shit. The sun is starting to move. So I'm starting to look crazy right now. But, yeah, we're going to get into some things. I just got this light is just moving in here. Now, let's take some calls. Did I put the call-in number in here? 563-999-3658. Okay, we're not going to stay on here all day, though. So first come, first serve. If we don't have anybody, we'll bounce. Oh, my. All right. 2694, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's popping?
I just wanted to come on here and give what I was thinking.
Can you talk loud? I can barely hear you.
I said I just wanted to come on here to give what I received. And it's that the Uzi drama with Offset and, you know, Offset trying to rob him. I heard that Uzi wanted Cardi on a project. And, you know, Offset, he doesn't really like Cardi, you know, collabing with other male rappers. Like, for instance, Ty Dolla $ign, that's why that Ty Dolla $ign record with Nipsey Hussle, that's why that got cleared, because Offset did not want her on that. That's why the Whoopty remix never came, and that's also why the Back in Blood remix with the rapper Pooh Shiesty, that's also why that never came. So
where you get this tea from, girl? Are you sure? Are you sure about this tea? You spill it right here, or this is all allegedly?
This is all alleged, but I'm...
Feel it! Hello, she done hung up. You know, when they start lying and stuff and just start saying stuff, they just start hanging up, child. Why? Because they just start... These girls start lying and they just start hanging up. I have to close that window. Now it's probably hella dark in here. But, all right. 6804, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Armand.
How are you?
I'm good. Okay, this is what I want to talk about. I basically want to talk about the whole little Uzi thing and JT thing. After watching that live, I know they're young and everything, and I feel like the relationship is toxic. And we've been knew this. It's been toxic from the beginning. And it's been like a month now that it's not been like so toxic or whatever. They've been all lovey-dovey on live. The way he was speaking to her best friend, like on live, like I don't care how drunk he is. You know, drunk words are sober words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like how he speaks to her, to another woman, is how he treats or speaks to JT behind the doors. I feel like the whole live is just publicity. You know, it's just like a PR shit, like a PR relationship to me.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I don't know how you feel about it. I feel like it's
Well, I
like,
feel like he talked to JT the same way, and I don't feel like it was a secret. I feel like he was talking to her reckless in the car. So I feel like he keeps the same energy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you were right. I mean, but I just feel like that they talk to each other reckless. The city girls have reckless mouths, too. They're hood ghetto. JT went to jail for fraud. Carisha's mama just got out of jail for five years for fraud.
That's true, too. I mean, but I just feel like we shouldn't be propping up, like, most of these celebrity relationships, to be honest. Like, they're all, like, toxic when you – like rip the veil when the veil is ripped open, you start to see like the true thing in it. But moving on from the little Uzi, the last thing I want to talk about is James Charles. Child, can we deplatform that boy at this point? Like, he's just proven over and over again that he's a full on pedophile. Like, why are you looking for boys in high school? You have all this money, you have all this fame, you know, but still deep down inside, like it's some severe insecurity. I don't know, like I'm not you know, I'm not a gay boy, but I can imagine, like, what it's like growing up, you know, and feeling like you're not accepted, right? And you have all this money and fame, but you still live in that mentality. You still have that, you know, thing where to basically seek people that you think are, like, not mentally at your level and, like, try to manipulate them into having, like, some type of relationship or having sex with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it comes from him? Do you think it comes from him being gay? Like,
I don't know what that comes from. I think I'm not putting that on gay people because that's a lot of people like to run and put things on gay people.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely not. That comes from James Charles. That doesn't come from him being gay. That comes from him. So thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Live from the 305. 9582, you live on the air.
I just caught the seat to say, hold on.
How you doing? What she say? How you doing? Okay, 8369, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I wanted to just say that I felt like you were calling me out a little bit today. Just a little bit.
Really?
Yes, because when whatever Carisha's baby daddy came out, I felt like he did a good job. I was like, I would love a nigga to be sticking up for me like that. That sounds so romantic. I was even thinking it was a little romantic. I was like, this is kind of nice, you know? But
well, I'm talking to you. Exactly.
You were talking to me. You were talking to me, but I appreciate your perspective because he should not have done the B word. You know what I'm saying? There's a different way to go about it and still be taken seriously. I think I was looking at, like, two niggas talking to each other. Sorry if I was doing the N word. I know we're on a...
No, I get it. You want a nigga to call you. You thought that was romantic the way the nigga with the tattoos on his face talking to the preacher like shit. Yeah, so I get it.
Yes, a little bit because he was like, you know, I will bust you in the mouth, you know. I like when a guy is very protective, but
and
not
and you really
want to
say you like when a nigga is very protective. That's what you want to say. You like when a nigga.
Exactly. You know it. And mm-hmm. I mean, I like that. I like feeling secure. I like feeling taken care of. Not, I don't want to be like a kept woman, but I want to feel mm-hmm. like when we get into something, I want to feel protected, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But in either case, I appreciated your perspective, and I just want to let you know that.
You know what? I appreciate you for getting up here and being honest, okay, girl? And I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great night.
Have a good day. Bye. Okay. Listen, I know what I know. All right, last one. 5982, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Is this Armand?
Yeah. This is me. Turn me down in the back. Okay, I don't know where she was going with that. Thank you, Carter, but we right on time. Listen, thank you so much.